Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah, I'm real happy with it so far. It's I was talking to a guy in down by Cadillac, which is about 70 miles away, a couple nights ago, and he was reaching the Harbor Springs repeater, so that had to have been a 70, 80-mile run for him, and sounded pretty clear for that distance.
Yes. You believe me, and hear what you had right now on this radio, you'll hear Ohio coming. You hear Ohio, and you'll hear New York. And I talk to New York from here, and I talk to Ohio, and I also talk to on I talk to what Chicago, Illinois. Illinois, I talk to them from here. Roger.
Roger. Yeah, that sounds good. And I hear you were studying to take the ham test. I'm studying right now. I'm hoping here the middle of January to be able to take the test and dip my feet in the ham side of things.
Oh, yes, and really that's what I wanted to do. I don't know what he's studying, but I'm studying ham study. Ham study, I like that app. You know, if I don't know the answer, and on the right, on top right corner, you push I don't know the answer, and they give you the right answer. And that's one thing I like about that.
Yeah, 10-4. I'm using that partly, but I'm also using on YouTube, Josh, what is it, Ham Crash Course or something like that. He's got a lot of YouTube videos on the whole test, and he's pretty interesting, explains a lot, and goes through all the different questions and gives you the right answers, and that's it's pretty good course.
Well, that's good. I hope you will get the license anyhow, actually, because I want about every time I go, instead of 9 wrong, I get 12, I get 10 wrong, and I can't pass. So I'm gonna try again. Maybe at the end of this weekend, try before Christmas and see what happens.